The destruction of the world's largest rainforest continues with profound impacts on the world's climate. Satellite imagery shows more than 4,000 square miles of the Amazon has disappeared since last year, and roughly an area roughly the size of Jamaica. Organizations like Amazon Watch are shining a spotlight on the role banks and other financial institutions play in funding deforestation, with a particular focus on U.S. asset manager BlackRock. And for more, let's bring on Maura Burse. She's a climate and finance director with the nonprofit Amazon Watch. Welcome, Moira.
Thank you so much for having me.
Moira, this is the most logging the Amazon has seen in 12 years. What is driving this increase?
That's right. There's a massive increase in deforestation this year. And largely what's driving it is the rollback of environmental and indigenous rights protections being led by the country's president, Jair Bolsonaro, at the behest of, or at the very least, for the benefit of the agribusiness industry primarily.
And we've reported before on how meat packers like JBS play a significant part in this. But your organization has been increasingly focused on the role U.S. banks and other firms play in financing this destruction. Can you explain what your organization found?
Big U.S. banks and asset managers like BlackRock, like JPMorgan Chase, like Citigroup and others are major bankrollers of the industry in the Brazilian Amazon. So while a lot of the companies that operate there, the JBSs, the Marfrigs, the Minervas, are Brazilian, a significant portion of the funding that they get to actually carry out those operations comes from U.S. financial firms.
You mentioned BlackRock. BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world, has been a big focus of yours. In 2018, Amazon Watch accused BlackRock of being the greatest causer of climate chaos. That is a bold charge.
It is a bold charge, but we stand by it, not just Amazon Watch, but ally organizations like Friends of the Earth, like New York Communities for Change, many others have done research into the finances of BlackRock and where the investment dollars that it manages goes. And we've found that it is the biggest investor in fossil fuels and the biggest investor in deforestation risk commodities. And those are the two industries that are most responsible for climate change. And so we think that BlackRock has a huge responsibility here, particularly as it in the last year has really tried to position itself as a good climate actor.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything that comes from this last year? Your investigation was in 2018. CEO Larry Fink has been applauded for his commitment earlier this year to divest from coal. Do you think that Fink is genuine about moving the company in the right direction?
Well, I think we have seen some important changes. You mentioned the movement out of coal in certain of its funds and other small steps. So I think there is something to be applauded, but there's much more to be done. We really think that it's, among other things, absolutely necessary that BlackRock isn't claiming to be a great actor on climate change, but still marketing and creating and pushing funds to its clients that are chock full of forest destroying and climate destroying companies. So right now, you go to BlackRock, you say, I'm a new client, I want to invest my money, where should I put it? And the primary menu of funds that it gives you are climate unsafe. And we think it should be the opposite. We think that unless you are going to BlackRock and saying, I want to pour my money into everything that destroys the climate, that you should actually get options that aren't destroying the climate, that are climate safe.
BlackRock's position is that the majority of its investments in the Amazon are passive exchange traded funds or ETFs that it claims it doesn't directly control. What do you say to that?
Well, that's exactly what I was just referring to in the sense that there are a lot of decisions that BlackRock and other asset managers are making, even when they're putting clients' money in index funds. I actually don't like using the word passive fund because I think it's a misnomer, right? Because BlackRock is picking which indices to create funds to track. It is, in some cases, creating its own indices for boutique-type funds. It is deciding which funds to put before clients when they show up in the front door. And so I think there actually are a lot of decisions that are being made. And so I think passive is a misnomer.
Two former senior BlackRock executives have been nominated for appointments to President-elect Biden's administration. Brian Deese, former head of sustainable investing, to lead the National Economic Council, and Wally Adeyemo, former interim chief of staff to Larry Fink, to serve as deputy secretary of the Treasury. What's your feeling about this? Should they be confirmed? Do you see any opportunities for engagement with these appointments?
Well, I think that as a general rule, we should be wary of appointees and nominees who are coming directly from Wall Street. I definitely have some concerns that either of these folks will be willing to maybe go head to head with some of their former colleagues and friends at BlackRock and at other financial firms. And I haven't had direct interaction with Mr. Ayamo, but I have had with Mr. Deese. And I must say that it doesn't leave me very optimistic, because I really found him to be dismissive of the concerns of Indigenous peoples from the Amazon and of the impacts of BlackRock's policies on impacted communities. And that's a real concern when we're talking about someone who's supposed to be a public servant, serving the American people, all of us, not just the wealthy few.
Moira Burse is Climate and Finance Director for the nonprofit Amazon Watch. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you so much.